Good morning to all of you. Again, my name is Father Matt O'Donnell, and I serve as the pastor of St. Moses the Black Parish on the south side of Chicago. I'm very grateful for the invitation to be with all of you to celebrate Masses today, but also to be back here on Wednesday evening as we continue to think about what does it mean for us to be connected. So that's the plug for all of you to show up on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. More information will be given to you in the announcements. But it really is a great blessing to be with you and to celebrate this season of Easter with all of you. As I listened to these readings this weekend and as I thought about our worship, our prayer together, I had this question that sort of kept bubbling up within me. Why are you here? Why are you here? But then on the drive here this morning, I realized that that might be just a bit too existential and too philosophical for us so early on a Sunday morning. I really appreciate your parish having this theme throughout this Easter season of embracing belonging, thinking about what does it mean for us to belong? What does it mean for us to belong to a parish? What does it mean for us to belong to a community of faith? What does it mean for us to belong to God? For us at St. Moses the Black, we've spent a lot of time since we became this new parish in 2021 thinking about what does it mean for people to belong to this community. We're one of those parishes that were birthed out of Renew My Church. Previously, we were three different parish communities, Saints Clotilde and Columbanus and Dorothy. And in fact, within our parish community, there's like another seven or so parishes that are represented, people who represent these different communities, churches, that either closed or merged or were united as a part of the Renew My Church initiative here in the Archdiocese. This question of belonging has been one that people in my parish have sort of been wrestling with. They used to belong to another community for decades, and now they've been asked to belong to this new community over these last 3.5 years. I think the question of belonging is one that our church has been asking since the pandemic began some years ago. People had to figure out, what does it mean for us to belong to church when we couldn't be here in person? And one of the blessings, I think, that came from the pandemic is the fact that our church is more virtual now than probably ever before. And the thing is, at least my experience at St. Moses the Black is that there are people who worship online, but who have never visited us inside of our church in the sanctuary, but yet they feel pretty strongly that they belong to our community. And so this question of belonging might not just depend on whether or not we show up on Sunday mornings. See, think for us, as people who have maybe journeyed through the process of Renew My Church or processes like that, or for us as a human family who had to endure all of the struggles and challenges of the pandemic, we feel that this question, asking this question of what does it mean to belong, is something that's new to us. But in fact, I think as we listen to this fourth chapter from the Acts of the Apostles, what we realize is that this question of belonging, this question of community, this question of connectedness together might be one of the most ancient in the life of the church. See, that's the thing that we hear about in this fourth chapter from the Acts of the Apostles. We hear about the life of this early Christian community. Now, the thing is, if you're maybe something like me, when I hear this reading, these three verses from the fourth chapter proclaimed, there is always a part of me that is automatically dismissive. Because if you were listening to the reading today, it tells us that the people who belonged to the Christian community were willing to take all of their possessions and sell them, to sell everything that they had so that they could care not just for the poor, but so that they could care for one another as a community. I guess part of why I'm always dismissive is because the things that I have, I sort of appreciate. And the idea that I would have to sell everything for the good of the community in which I live is not always it's not always something that I'd like to think about doing. But the thing is, there's some wisdom that I think these verses and this fourth chapter from the Acts of the Apostles offer us as we think about what does it mean to belong and what it means for us to be community, what it means for us to live together as a church family. See, one of the pieces of wisdom that is offered to us in the Acts of the Apostles is that the community was one in mind and heart. I think about the world we live in, the country, the culture that we live in, And we could probably agree that this is one of the most divisive times in the history of our country. There's all sorts of polarization and all sorts of different reasons why people feel divided. And yet, this image of what it means for us to be community is to be one in heart and one in mind. See, I think the author of the Acts of the Apostles isn't telling us that there needs to be uniformity among us as we think of ourselves as Christians and believers and followers of Jesus, but there does have to be a sense of unity about us if we want to live together as the community that God is in fact calling us to be. See, it's probably too idealistic to think that there would ever be a time in life when all of us would agree on everything at the same time. But I don't think that's the wisdom that comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles. What's being asked of us is to be one in mind and one in heart. See, in the Bible, the heart and the mind, they weren't just a reference to these organs that we have within our bodies. It spoke about the innermost being for us as people made in the image and the likeness of God. So we're supposed to be one in mind and one in heart, one, united in our innermost being. For me, it sort of speaks that there's something that is foundational and fundamental and primordial that you and I are called to believe together as we gather in moments like this to worship as one community. This belief that we should love the Lord our God with everything that we have, that we should love God with all of our mind, with all of our heart, with all of our strength, with all of our soul. So I think to embrace belonging, we first have to recognize that we belong to God. That's what unites us as brothers and sisters to one another. That's the wisdom that the Acts of the Apostles offers us. To be one in mind and one in heart means that we love God with everything that we have. And even with all of the things that make us unique and everything that might seem to separate us, this love for God is what actually unites us together as God's people. The second piece of wisdom from the Acts of the Apostles, this community was willing to share their possessions. They were willing to share what it was that God had blessed them with so that they could take care of the most vulnerable that lived within their community. I think that's a good lesson for us as we think about how do we create a sense of belonging? How do we create a community? How do we live connected to one another? See, I'd have to believe that we are a people who have been incredibly blessed by our God. And we come in this moment to share the blessings that God has given to us, to share some of that abundance that God has offered in each of our lives so that we can care for one another. See, it's the second part of that great commandment that we're called to love our neighbor as our very self. I think that wisdom is how the early Christian communities came together in the days after the resurrection of Jesus. They desired to serve one another, to love one another by caring for one another. See, I think we belong not only to God, we belong to one another. And part of what is entrusted to us is this mission of building a church that truly cares for the most vulnerable among us. That's why Pope Francis is constantly reminding us as church that we have to be out there at the peripheries, out there standing at the margins, so that we can serve and love and care for all of our sisters and brothers. The last piece of wisdom that I think comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles today is that the apostles and those first believers in Jesus with great power bore witness to the resurrection of Jesus. See, friends, I think that is truly our mission as church. What we're supposed to do with great power is bear witness to the resurrection of Jesus. See, we gather today as a community, an Easter people. We come today recognizing this gift of new life that Jesus has won and offered for each of us. Part of what we're supposed to do is share that good news in our world, to encounter those and to embrace those who find themselves in moments of great struggle and great challenge, to remind them and to tell them and to help them discover for themselves that there is a place where they belong. See, I think that's what we do when we give witness to the resurrection of Jesus. We invite people into a relationship. We invite people to come into a community where they can truly belong. Because it's when we bear witness to the resurrection of Jesus that we announce to the world this good news that God offers compassion and mercy and forgiveness, that God has victory over death, that God can be light in the midst of darkness. It's when we bear witness to the resurrection of Jesus that we share the great gift of hope with every person that we encounter. So hopefully, as we gather on this Easter morning, as we reflect on this question about why it is that we're here today, we can recognize for ourselves that this is the place where we belong. This is the place where God is calling us to be so that we can receive that gift of God's love in our lives, so that we can be renewed in our mission, so that we can go out into the world to bear witness to the risen one, always with this hope of inviting others to come into places like this so that they can discover for themselves that this is where they belong.